You're listening to Brianna's Bandwagon, the podcast. I'm your host, Miss Brianna Murray, blogger, YouTuber, and content creator. And today, we are going to be talking about my personal journey and my cancer diagnosis. This episode is going to be working like a journal entry, so I'll state the date and then I'll tell you about the little blurb I wrote for that day or just some thoughts from that day. So June 18th, 2021 was when I was officially diagnosed with cancer. And how do you get to that point? Well, the path wasn't easy to get to this point, and it took a really long time for this conclusion to be stated and things to be figured out. So let me take you back to July 17th, 2021. Over the past year, I've had this cough and breathing issue. So I went to my pediatrician, who first told me it was just acid reflux and I should take some pills. But I was then told it was allergies and I was overreacting. But I knew better than to accept the answer. I saw an allergist and asthma specialist who couldn't find any cause to the issues I was having, and I went through various tests. My asthma specialist referred me to a pulmonologist, which is a lung doctor. They gave me some medicine and this aerobica device and told me, come back in 5 weeks and we'll see how things are. So I did, and nothing changed. So they decided to order a CT scan, and the results from that came back, which showed a tumor in my lung. So I was then referred to an oncologist, which is a cancer doctor. But over the course of meeting with various specialists, it didn't just happen in a day. This was over the span of at least a year. So I was referred to an oncologist and they did a biopsy. Sure enough, it was cancer in my lung airway. So I went back for more answers and we found out that where it was located, it was not ideal to remove. And so we had to do treatment to shrink the tumor. If we just tried to take out the tumor as is without treatment, I would probably have had to have my entire lung removed. Now, this may not seem like a big deal because people can live without a lung, but based on my other medical conditions, this was not really an ideal situation for me. So I had two options: aggressive or oral chemo. Aggressive chemo is a typical chemo, the kind you see usually portrayed in movies, where the side effects is the person usually portrayed as leaning over the toilet and vomiting. And that is only one side effect, but it also doesn't always kill the cancer cells. It can also kill good cells, and it weakens your immune system by a lot. Other side effects that I won't get into are listed for aggressive chemo. And it's just very hard to do, not only physically, but mentally. Now, there's this newer kind of chemo called oral chemo, also known as targeted therapy. This would mean that this would be like a pill that you would take every day, and this is done over the course of months, whereas aggressive chemo is usually faster, within weeks. So I had a choice between those two, and I chose at the time aggressive chemo, which in my mind, it was how it is. Like, I didn't like the idea and I didn't like the thought, but I also was like, this seems like the most effective route. Until the day before I was scheduled to get my port placed, my oncology team called me and they found this study from the MD Anderson Cancer Center. It was on targeted therapy and how 30% patients in a study had tumor shrinkage from the specific oral chemo and my type of cancer. Now, 30% is not a lot when you think about it, but considering before I was basing my decisions off no statistics, we decided to go oral chemo instead. So on July 27th, I wrote about the drug or oral chemo I was going on. I am going on Everolimus. It is used to shrink neuroendocrine tumors, and this was decided when we found a study from the Anderson Cancer Center. And there is some statistics that show success rate of tumor shrinkage in a study. I am really happy because I was not looking forward to doing aggressive chemo and just the mental stability that I didn't even think I was gonna have if I did aggressive chemo. So on July 30th, My oral chemo came in the mail, and this is what I wrote for that day. My medicine came, but it came in a bag, so I didn't really think it was medicine. I honestly thought it was one of my ambassador products from one of the small businesses I represent. I mean, it came in a plain white bag. So you can imagine my disappointment when I opened it and realized it was oral chemo everolimus. And we're hoping to start it in a few days. July 31st, I wrote, guess what? My doctors prescribed me an antibiotic. They want me to start today. And they don't want me to start it on the same day as oral chemo. So we're going to start oral chemo probably tomorrow. But it's stressing me out that it's pushed back. August 1st, I took my first everolimus pill, like a couple seconds ago. And that was all I wrote for that day. August 4th. This was supposedly only 4 days since the beginning of taking oral chemo. But I started to have thoughts like maybe this was gonna be too easy. And even though it was like 4 days, in my mind, I was like, this is so uneventful. This is a joke. Like, nothing has happened. Like, no side effects. And I was like, that seems really weird considering it was me and my body. But August 5th, I wrote about muscle soreness. And I thought it was because I was sleeping in like whack positions and like one arm off the bed or whatever. But in the end, I came to the conclusion that it was a side effect from either oral chemo or an antibiotic I was on. So I felt like basically a grandma trying to get up from the ground. And this continued for a while. So I wrote about that on August 6th. And then it was just a nuisance to feel like that. But again, it was also like there could have been so many other side effects because they list everything under the sun. And I was just like kind of in awe. Like I was like, wow, if this is the only side effect, then that's amazing. This was an easy one to deal with, whereas the other ones were like, you know, I mean, pretty serious. And then I had written on August 8th, and I listed the side effects that I had, which were more of just nuisances and not like major things. So headache, muscle soreness, and some food was tasting weird. But also, it was like, in my head, I was like, it could be worse. Like I said before, not only was I on the new medicine, the oral chemo, but since it is chemo, I did have to do blood tests like every week, and I still do, which is kind of daunting because you can't like control the outcome of the test, and you don't really know if things are gonna come back bad or good. So it's always like, it's kind of nerve-wracking waiting for the results. But so far, my blood tests have been good and my levels have been good as well. So, on August 10th, it was day 10, and this is also when I had an oncology appointment, which was kind of a daunting one. I got my Tempus results back, which is basically a test to help tumor treatment by sequencing tumor cells, and it analyzes results, which provide the oncologist with detailed information regarding therapy options and potential drugs for certain tumors that match with whatever drugs they have. And sometimes it comes back with like a direct answer, like this tumor pathway connects with this drug. This tumor pathway connects with this drug that has been proven to help. And sometimes it doesn't. And in my case, it doesn't, which does not mean necessarily that everolimus won't work. It just means that targeted pathways were not found with the common pathways in tumors. We didn't have any other direction to go or any reason to change the oral chemo. And what was ridiculous that I realized was that it caused lung infections, but yet it was supposed to help the lung tumor. Doesn't make any sense to me. And so I had to use this other medicine that I also used for infections before cancer to help prevent these. But I didn't want antibiotic resistance since I've been using this other medicine for a while for other things. So instead we had to switch that and go with monthly inhalation breathing treatment. So that was another thing that also got added to the agenda of things I had to do. August 12th was day 12. And it was the day I got my first mouth sore, which was a common side effect. So they are really painful and just, it's not fun to eat. Eventually I did get magic mouthwash, which numbs your mouth. So, I mean, you don't feel any pain anymore, but it's also like really weird. And they do usually multiply, and it's really common in patients and sometimes to the point where the patients don't even want to eat or drink. So I was really hoping not to get to that point. And I was so glad it was only one, but eventually it was two, was three. And it was just, there was certain foods I had to avoid. I didn't realize that, or I didn't think that orange juice would affect it. But let me tell you, orange juice really, like, made my mouth sores hurt 5 times more. Like, I should have thought that because it's, like, juice. But, like, I wasn't thinking when I woke up for breakfast and I had juice. And, yeah, don't recommend that. But, again, August 13th, I just wrote about mouth sores again and, like, how much it hurt. And, like, eating was just not fun. And then I also wrote about my head being itchy. So, of course, I had to look up what that meant before I went to sleep this one time. Before I went to bed that day. And cancer.net said, before and while your hair is falling out, scalp may feel itchy. So after that, I didn't really sleep well that night. I guess I have always been, like, I've always prided myself with my hair. And the thought of, like, losing it just is the worst that could ever happen. And so that was really tough to get over. And just no. Even to this day, like, in the back of my mind, that's always a possibility. August 14th marked 2 weeks since I started oral chemo. And it was just a milestone, I guess, that so far things were stable in the long run. I mean, things weren't ideal, but things were okay. August 20th. Was day 20, and this is when I had a gazillion mouth sores, and I felt like nothing helped. And this was also when I realized that I probably wasn't gonna be going to college. I mean, I guess I should reflect. This is also the day I decided I was taking a semester off and not starting college, which doesn't seem like a big deal. But when you see everybody else getting ready and going and having fun, it just really is hard. And to this day, it's really hard to see people at school and living life and, like, doing stuff, like, that I'm not. Like, moving on with their life, if that makes sense. And that is still taking a really long time to set in and realize. So that pretty much brings us to the end of the episode, but I do want to mention a few small things. I did do a blog post on more detail of my cancer diagnosis journey. So I will link that in the episode description and be sure to check that out, as well as the infographic I did for this month of September, because September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And I did an infographic covering the statistics and like facts that people aren't usually aware of. So I really encourage you to check that out. Again, will be in the description. Lastly, along with that, I am helping to raise awareness by selling Pura Vida bracelets. So they are the cancer awareness bracelet, which a percentage of the money you pay for them goes to cancer organizations. And there are various versions. So one is Cure Childhood Cancer Charm, which the money for this specific one goes to Cure Childhood Cancer. The one I ordered for myself was Stand Up to Cancer Pack, which has the money go to Stand Up to Cancer organization. Then there is also Breast Cancer Awareness Pack, which goes to Breast Cancer organization. So I highly encourage you to go purchase one. You can purchase using my link in the episode description. When you use my link, it does make sure the percentage of the purchase goes to the organization. So when you get there, you will see the menu and you will go to shop, and then you'll go to charity. And then you go to Cancer Awareness. And my code is BriannaMarie20, which you should make sure you put in when you check out at Pura Vida. So make sure to use that so you ensure that a percentage does go back to the organization. And if you do purchase, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at It's Miss Brianna Marie, or the podcast Instagram is briannasbandwagon.pod. Thanks again for listening.